Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for joining us today. It's almost Friday. So close. It's Thursday. It's right around the corner, the weekend. It's bearing down on you. The weekend, the days that are just like all the other days where you're just at home the whole time. It's coming. You know? Yeah, I don't have to get up at 4. That's the only difference.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Sure. No, it's great. It's. I'm looking out my window at what the moles did to my garden last night. It's just the effing moles.
I got rid of my moles with those sticks that are solar done, and they just make noise. They work great.
I got to get rid of that. So you can't hear the noise?
Oh, you can hear it.
Underneath? Oh, you can.
No, it goes underneath, but when you're, like, I can't hear it. If I'm in the house, I wouldn't hear it. It's making a beeping sound that apparently drives them crazy, and they split. But I also think that there may be by standing on all of the trails, walking along the trail that I saw, maybe they were landslided or however you cave in. I'm not sure what got him, but I don't have him anymore.
You know, the thing is, I need to try that, because every day I go out there and wonder what they've destroyed. Like, and I can't see the trails because it's so heavily planted. It's not in my lawn because I put down that mesh, you know, when we put the lawn down. But in all the surrounding areas, it just keeps down. I'm like, I'm looking out at the, you know, now it's light enough that I can see. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I just cleaned that spot up yesterday. So send me the info on those those little sound stick things.
If we were seeing each other daily, I'd bring them to you, because they have since been pulled from the ground and put into a bag, and they're just sitting there.
Well, if you ever get moles again, you'll be glad you had them.
Yeah.
So it's like it has a solar thing on the top.
Solar,
so you don't have to plug it in. Okay.
Right. And you just push that thing into the ground, basically in wherever it looks like they've burrowed, and the noise drives them nuts, and they split. And so it's nonviolent.
I need to drive those damn things nuts.
I would be a liar if I said I didn't stomp down on all of the spots that I can see where they've clearly trailed. I just stomped down on it. I'm like, that's not the way I want my ground to look. You've made my ground look different.
You've buckled my ground.
Right.
Yeah, I can't see their damn trails, because I have one of those, those really heavy, they're like, steel rods. And when you have really tough, packed dirt, you just slam that repeatedly into the dirt so that you can dig and amend it. And I just, and one side of it has like this sort of sharpish shovel shape at the bottom. I'm like, I would just go along the whole length. Actually, I'd go in random spots, too. Like, because you know they're running away from where it just came down. Oh, I get those things. Oh, I have murder in my heart when it comes to moles.
Yeah, I understand.
Anyway, Celebrity Trash is brought to you by postal workers. Don't go postal. As online ordering has skyrocketed during quarantine, we would like to thank the delivery services that get our mail to us. And remember, just put it in your mailbox and put the red flag up. They will take your mail right from your home.
Ha, ha, ha. Oh, Nicole's a riot, isn't she?
Wow, look at you.
Of course you sided with Sarah. Who else would you side with, right?
It's just a daily reminder. It's very helpful.
It's helpful to remember that, you know, you have the option to not leave your house to put you have a mailbox.
You have the option to put all the work on the USPS guy.
Right.
Sure,
it's not bad enough for
them.
They leave their home office hoping to come back with no mail. That's the thing. They leave, they're filled up with mail.
Oh my God.
And they try to get rid of the mail. And now there's people like you who are like, nope, you're going back with a bunch of boxes and a bunch of stuff.
If nobody mails anything, there's no money coming into them and no reason for them to go out. You mail things because that's the contract between you and the post office. I put my junk in here and put the flag up. You take it and you drop off my mail. That's like how it works. It's not like you're doing it for free. You pay for the mail.
Don't mail stuff. We're just saying, you know, put it in the blue box.
Take it to right. Yeah. Jesus, thank you, Bryn.
You know, it's like when you're washing dishes and you're almost done, and somebody's like, "Here's another plate. Oh, here's another bowl." And it's like, "Oh, I was just about to finish. Oh man, you're giving me more work. And here's another one."
Well, you're not done until your job is done.
House for dirty dishes, so you could make my job harder. Thanks a lot.
Another one.
You're welcome. Another one. DJ Khaled on the sink. DJ, here's another plate. Another one. That's good. That's funny. I really like that.
I actually didn't realize that the another one was something he shouts in his songs. Because the Hulk Geico commercial that he's in focuses on him yelling another one at the guy who's brushing his teeth. After that, it all makes sense.
Another song or another like number one? Is he?
He's saying another hit. You know,
another hit.
Another one.
It's another one.
DJ Khaled.
Another one.
Yeah, I didn't know that was his thing, but now the toothpaste Geico commercial makes even more sense.
Turns
great
out.
Job.
Yeah. DJ Khaled. We the best music. Another best. DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled. All right, just a serious moment for a minute here. Malik B, who was a founding member of the Roots, has passed at 47. I don't have a cause of death. He wasn't in the band currently. He left, I think, in 99. They had kind of a falling out. So he's not on Jimmy Fallon's. You know, the Roots are on the house band there. But they all had nice things to say about him. And
that is way, way, way too young. So
I completely agree. 47 is so long ago now that I'm grateful for the years I've had in between. I mean, that's too young. Billie Eilish has a new song coming out today. Jane assures me that's happening at 4 p.m. Make sure you're here at the Alice for the Jane Show so you get to hear it in its entirety. Yesterday, as I'm scrolling through Instagram, suddenly the beautiful voice of Billie Eilish is assailing me. And here's the little clip that she put up yesterday. Can't you hear me? I'm not coming home. Do you understand? I've changed my plans. That's all you get.
Oh, please kick in right there to double bass drums and a heavy, heavy distorted guitar lick. Yeah, I mean, give me some Slayer right there, right then.
No way, man.
That's
I was
what
falling
needs to
into
kick
Chillville.
In. Oh, for crying out loud, Chillville.
Yeah, that's where I live. Listen to that. Feel all emotional and stuff. What's the name of that track?
Oh,
it's right
I
there on the Instagram
right
thing.
Now. Yeah, I didn't play it off the Instagram.
My Future? Saved. Could that be
I think it is my future.
Anyway, today, 4 o'clock, you'll hear the whole Billie Eilish. Oh, my God, I can't wait. I can't wait to know that song. I love it even more.
My Future. You're correct, Sarah.
Marilyn Manson.
I love her so
he
much.
He has announced We Are Chaos. It's an album. And he's dropped the title track and video. What?
Let's
hear some brand new music from Marilyn Manson.
All right.
That song alone is such a masterpiece that he could, I mean, he has a million more hits and I'm proud of him and I'm a big fan. But that song alone is the best piece of art ever. I love it. Let's hear what he's up to now.
We Are Chaos, the name of the album and the title track. The whole album comes out September 11th. By the way, I don't know if they gave you an edited version, Bryn, but I'm looking at some of the lyrics here, and there's some
yeah, it hits at the chorus, right?
Bad words in there.
Yeah, the
Let's
bad words
it.
Start. The, here it is.
All right. Say that we're ill, give us your pills, hope will just go away. But once you've inhaled death, everything else is perfume. Maybe I'm just a mystery.
Yeah.
job, but I'll be the one that's holding your hand.
Here's the chorus.
We are sick of being complicated. We are chaos. We should be sure.
Guess that you don't like it, Sarah, but I would say no, I kind of hear David Bowie and I hear Peter Murphy in that. I think that's good. I'll listen to it.
We are sick, effed up, and complicated. We are chaos. Mm-hmm. We can't be cured.
I love it.
We are sick,
effed up, and complicated. Yes. Well, it's, you know, it's a little less like thrumming in my head holes than other ones.
I like it.
Yeah, it's fine.
I love him. I love all the stuff. I interviewed him many years ago when we were in Philadelphia, and I loved him then, and I still think he's a weirdo, but he's got a sense of humor. I love that I read that when he plays with musicians and he screws up, everyone has to take the blame for it. Yeah. Even though
he's forgotten his own
lyrics, the drummer has to go, sorry.
My bad. Everyone yells, that was me.
Well, it couldn't have been me.
Right. It's just he's created his own little world and he just lives in it. And anyone who wants to participate has to play by his rules. I love that. It's excellent.
I got some great news for you here. Drake is 90% done with his next album. Oh, my God. Oh. Run for it. No.
Great.
Oh, God. Okay, this is a fun story.
Get ready, TikTok.
So I didn't know what to think of this as I was reading the story. So I clicked over and I'm looking at the video, and I did not watch HBO's Succession. That is it's a show. It's about a corporation. I think the head guy dies and then the kids and the people who work there, and it becomes, you know, it's billions of dollars at stake, blah, blah, blah. So mm-hmm. Succession is a, did you watch it?
I didn't, but I actually heard, I don't know if you mentioned it or who mentioned it, but I wrote it down, I think yesterday, as a show that I might want to look into. So
yeah, a lot of people like it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, I think it's getting extra seasons. So there's a guy on there. His name is Nicholas Braun. And
how's
I guess
he
plays like, you know, the some cousin on there. I don't know exactly what the role is that he plays on. Let's see. Cousin Greg on Succession.
All right.
He was actually just nominated for an Emmy, by the way, on Tuesday. So he also loves music, as many people do. And he has put out a coronavirus inspired love song called Antibodies, Do You Have The? And it's, at first you're watching it like, what? No. And by the end, you're like, this is awesome. Like,
really?
Yes.
From
Cousin Greg, who's a cute young dude. I mean, I don't know what he is, 24 years old, like shaggy hair, kind of, you know, cute looking dude. At the beginning of the video, as he's sort of saying, hey, I have this idea for a song. I'm putting it out there to you guys, my followers. And then he goes, here's the words. These are the words. Let's get some music going. And it's a collaborative thing. Him and all these other YouTubers have put together. So it's fun to watch. It's kind of a funny song. I don't know if you picked and chose in this, Brinny. Walk me through what you're going to show us here.
I'm just going to give you the end result, but I'll put up the entire video at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so you can see it.
It's worth a minute of your time for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
so here
it
is.
I want a girl's blood's got the stuff. I want a girl who's safe. I want to hold you in my arms and not be afraid to breathe. I've been waiting patiently. I obeyed the rules. And now I'm ready to break them on you. No more sending nudes. If you come within 6 feet, it's mask on, mask on, mask on, mask on. But if you got antibodies, it's pants off, pants off, pants off, pants off. Do you have the antibodies? Do you want to be with me? Do you have the antibodies? If you don't, you better stay away. Do you have the antibodies? Do you want to be
with me? I just love the... Pants off, pants off, pants off, pants off.
Oh, you like that part? I thought
oh
that's
my
where
God.
He lost me.
No, dude, you got to watch it. It's so, well, if you have a minute, you know, not everyone does. It's just, it's so tongue-in-cheek, and it's so funny, and he's just, I don't know. I really enjoyed it. Maybe, you know, I'm very vulnerable at 4:45 in the morning as I sit down to watch some of this stuff, so maybe all right. But I just thought it's such a funny little thing. Anyway, that is a guy by the name of Nicholas Braun from HBO's Succession dipping his toe in music's waters. The coronavirus-inspired love song, Antibodies.
It's interesting subject in that I think a lot of people are going, these are prime life years for mm-hmm. me. I'm not really stoked that I'm going to possibly lose a whole one because mm-hmm. that's what it's looking like, right? We're hoping yes. for next year. Fingers crossed that summer next year we're going to be having the fun we didn't have this
back
year.
Back to normal.
Hope so.
Yeah, that'd be nice. And I guess I'll leave you with this. Not surprising, but funny and fun to hear. Post Malone says he came up with his entire 2-hour Coachella set while high on mushrooms. Hmm. Go figure. He's too went on Joe Rogan's podcast where everyone just gets stoned and says stuff.
I have had this thought for a while. You hear artists or people who are capable of taking drugs or drink or whatever, and they use that productively. Mm. Unfortunately, there's another percentage who hear that from someone like Post Malone and try to duplicate it. But what it does is they're not capable of functioning at all. And they don't come up with anything productive out of any of their trips or binges or... And that's where you go, oh boy. Well,
Post Malone and Joe Rogan they did this podcast yesterday. They both said they took mushrooms themselves before kicking off the 4-hour podcast episode. Wide range of topics: ghosts, horror films, China, haunted houses. And at one point, Post Malone said, "I've seen several UFOs. Look, kind of like it sounds corny, but like a classic force field, kind of like a dome in a circular shape." So you know, obviously, those are real now. So mushrooms, everybody. There you go. You can listen to 4 hours of that with Joe Rogan's podcast
they
from yesterday.
Both took them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What a trip. You gotta be.
They're in different places. I'm looking at a split screen where they're, but they're both clearly, well, maybe he did come over his house. I don't know. The same mic setup. Whatever. You know, I'm sure they cover that in the 4-hour mushroom fueled podcast.
A successful trip will involve a lot of laughing. So sure. I wonder if it doesn't just end in...
devolve into that.
Yeah, like them just laughing.
Yeah, I make no endorsement as to how good this thing is. All I know is I really enjoyed reading the story about what happened.
Wow, okay.
All right, what's coming up in the news?
Massholes make the news after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.